responsible for sharing these laws with me via email. Perhaps you have heard about them or have experienced them. The law of gravity. Any tool, nut, bolt, screw, when dropped, will roll to the least accessible place in the universe. Has this occurred to anyone? I dropped a quarter this morning as I was putting the stuff in my pockets right underneath the stove. The law of probability. The probability of being watched is directly proportional to the stupidity of your act. How about that? The law of random numbers. If you dial a wrong number, you can bet you'll never get a busy signal. Somebody always answers. Variation law. If you change traffic lanes, the one you were in will always move faster than the one you are in now. This also holds true for lines in the grocery store. The law of the bath. When the body is fully immersed in water, the phone or the doorbell will ring. The law of the result. When you try to prove to somebody that a machine won't work, it will. The law of theater and the hockey arena. These might touch base with some of you. At any event, the people whose seats are farthest from the aisle always arrive last. They're the ones who leave their seats several times to go for food, drink, or the toilet, and who leave early before the end of the performance or the game is over. The folks in the aisle seats, me, come early, never move once, have long gangly legs or big bellies, and stay to the bitter end of the performance. The aisle people are also surly folk. Yeah, I resemble that remark. The law of physical surfaces. The chance of an open-faced jelly sandwich landing face down on a floor are directly correlated to the newness and cost of the carpet. The law of logical argument. Anything is possible if you don't know what you're talking about. The law of public speaking. I'm almost over. A closed mouth gathers no feet. You never heard that one, huh? And finally, the law of commercial marketing strategy. As soon as you find a product you really like, they stop making it, or the store stops selling it. Okay, that's as good as it gets. The rest of the sermon is lousy, so you can go home. As you can see, there are lots of different kinds of laws. Jesus says that the human-made ones sometimes upstage and even replace God's laws if they've been made to benefit humans. He warns, you abandon the commandment of God and hold to human tradition. You honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. Whenever we say one thing and do another, we're abandoning the commandment of God. St. Augustine, when he was a nominal Christian, probably because his mother was a believer, told about sneaking into a pear orchard with friends and stealing the juicy ripe pears. They didn't even eat the fruit, but just enjoyed the thrill of misbehavior. Augustine wrote, the malice of the act was base, and I loved it. That is to say, I loved my own undoing. I loved the evil in me. Even as the Pharisees and scribes criticized Jesus and his disciples for not keeping the letter of the Jewish law, they themselves were breaking the spirit of God's law by following the intrusive intricacies of the creations of humans. These laws were made to show who could really be a good Jew and who wasn't, so that judgment might be passed on those who did not follow the law as closely or as well. Jesus, in effect, says to that, nonsense. These pots and pans laws and hand-washing customs are not what is important. The law of God is important. The Ten Commandments are important. Keep your heart focused on these laws, and you will refrain from evil of all kinds. Check your heart and not the lips to determine a good person, for she or he will honor God with actions as well as voice. As James says, be doers of the word and not merely hearers, deceiving yourselves. I love this quote from George Rutler. Hatred bangs drums, lust bangs the pulse, anger bangs the fist, but complacency slides into the soul, unmurmuring, uninvited, and unnoticed, with a warm and quilted aura of coziness. How easily we become complacent, content, and even self-righteous. It sneaks up on us like extra pounds if we don't monitor ourselves. If we don't look in a mirror and ask, am I honoring God, loving God, serving God, or am I just content, cozy with how I've become, excusing myself and my sinfulness so as not to disturb my coziness? Dennis Sanders reminds us about Lance Armstrong and Bill Cosby. We love to look at people, he says, and judge them on the basis of what we see. This person is good, that person is bad. We looked at Lance Armstrong and saw a guy who beat cancer and won 7 Tour de France titles. Then we learned that he cheated his way to those wins. We saw Bill Cosby as a barrier-breaking comedian and father figure. Then we learned of the allegations of sexual abuse. Not everything is what it seems, nor are we. We can polish the outside of our apple all we want, but there's still some rottenness inside if sin is within everyone. If our hearts are right, we will confess our sin and turn from it and be doers of the word and not hearers only. During our family trip to Gettysburg last week, I relearned some things about men doing what was in their hearts. Bravery was the order of the day, living what was in their hearts. One man on either side of a skirmish line might say, I won't be coming back, so tell my mother I love her, and rush headlong into hand-to-hand combat. Jesus is not talking about combat, but having the courage of belief to do what is in our hearts and not to be content or complacent about ourselves. If our heart is in the Lord, our voices cannot help but show it. If our heart is in the Lord, our courage to share Him will follow. I invite you to pray with me about these things. Would you bow your heads? Guide our ways, dear Lord, to keep your statutes. Grant us grace to do your will. Amen.